There, every year on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would come and take a goat, and he would confess the sins of the people upon the goat, placing the sins of the people on the goat over his head, it said, huh? And then a man would lead that goat out east of the camp, and that goat would be for Azazel. Okay, that's what it says in Leviticus. Azazel was one of the demons, huh, who was responsible for the corruption of the world and so forth, huh? So he's led out into the desert to the east there, huh? And then at the end of this whole ritual, we find out from other sources, non-scriptural sources nonetheless, but still other sources about exactly how this was practiced. They used to push that goat off of a cliff, because they're afraid that it might wander back and find its way back to the camp. And it was totally unclean, because it was made unclean by it was carrying the sins of the people, and therefore it was not good for the goat to get back, because it represented all the sins of the people, so it needed to die, you see. So now fast forward to St. Luke's gospel. What we have is Jesus comes to the Lord to be Jesus comes to John to be baptized, huh? And John is surprised at first, right? Because this baptism is a baptism of repentance from sin. And of course, Jesus is not a sinner. So John is very confused. He says, "But you should be baptizing me." And the Lord says, "No, let this be done that all justice may be fulfilled." So John baptizes Jesus, pouring the water over his head. And mystically, what's happening is that Jesus is accepting upon himself the penalty for the sins of mankind right there. He's allowing himself to be reckoned among sinners, counted among sinners, even though he was without sin, just as that goat had no actual sin, but he now carried the sins and the penalty of the sins of the people. Okay. Then what's the next thing that happens? It says the Holy Spirit leads Jesus out into the desert, just like that man led the goat out into the desert. And what desert is it? East of Jerusalem, the east of the camp. And then it says that Jesus was tempted by the devil. So Jesus confronts the devil, Azazel. He confronts the devil there in the wilderness. And then he comes back. And what happens? The people are very upset about him teaching like this. They try to push him off a cliff. And so all the details of the Day of Atonement ritual are all fulfilled in this passage in Luke 3 and 4. And in that passage, it's the high priest who's putting the sins of the people on the goat. And so late, St. Luke is telling us John is doing the role of the high priest here. He's the real high priest. And St. Ambrose says as much. This is not something I discovered. This is something the fathers of the church. And I think in my book, I quote St. Ambrose as well as a number of others. St. Thomas had the opinion and so forth, that John was actually the real high priest in the eyes of God. And he was exercising his priesthood outside of Jerusalem in the temple.
For me, that all of that is amazing to kind of see that parallel, to think that, in the same way that that the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross was kind of like the fulfillment of the I'm trying to forget what ritual it was for the Jews, where they would carry the
Passover,
lamb.
the Passover ritual.
Yeah, the Passover. I can't believe I forgot that. But that I even read somewhere that the lambs would be put on like these two sticks that would sort of look like a cross,
Yeah, right.
That the parallel was almost eerie, and in this even more so, where a lot of times when you hear why Jesus was baptized, it was the sense of sanctifying the water, sort of, God's grace being poured into the water that we all share in when we're baptized. But I don't think it ever really been highlighted, at least for me, this particular element of him taking on our sin like the goat. Because whenever you re if you've ever read the Day of Atonement ritual, it's really clear, wow, they're putting the sin on this poor goat and just sending it to be literally like a victim. And
St. Paul,
yeah.
remember, was a close associate of Luke. And Paul's the one who said that he who knew not sin was made to be sin, that we might become the very righteousness of God. So St. Paul understood, right? He says, "Cursed is one who's hanged on a tree." He understood that Jesus was the one who was had the sins of the people placed upon him, and maybe his own preaching influenced Luke's gospel in such a way that St. Luke said, "Oh yeah, let me highlight that as part of of what I'm teaching in the gospel here so that everyone can see clearly that's what's happening.